Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? We are here, which is saying something because most of everybody else is not. But Nick is here, Barry's here, I'm here, the usual suspects, loud and clear on the day after Christmas. Fellas, what's up?
Dude,
what's up?
How goes it?
Good. Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas.
I am feeling way better than I was last time we were on the air. I'll tell you that.
You were getting over
it. Took a while, didn't it? Because you didn't listen. You didn't listen to Nick and I and take what we told you to take.
Well, so I do have that Zicam. It turns out I had some at the house, little gummies.
Okay,
but I don't think I had a cold. I think it was just like a. I don't know if it was allergies and a, but I never ran a fever. So I never. It was never that. I was just. You know, congestion and sinus pressure and all that whiny stuff. So, no, I'm still not over it. I can still feel it a little bit, but way better.
That's
and
good.
Also not drunk this time on the air. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, this is the first time we've gathered since the party.
Yes,
but
it
I will
is.
Tell you this: that was a party. That was a lot of fun.
Now, how did it compare to the one the previous year? Because I missed that one. Was it more fun or less fun?
Well, I would say more.
The people were so much
I was there.
So much cooler and better the year before. But last, I mean.
What do you mean?
What do you mean cooler and better? Hold on.
Yeah. The year before when you hosted with me.
Yeah, I filled in for Barry.
Yeah, and it was a much better time. Better
You're
people.
Talking about our show.
It was all around. The whole thing was just a better experience.
I should have waited until afterwards.
See, I felt like they were having more fun this year.
I'm just kidding.
No, because I said it was because I was there.
It was fantastic. We got so much great feedback from all of our listeners.
A lot of fun.
It was really a good time had by all. Not even making it up. And Nick, you were fantastic, Nick.
Thank you. We couldn't find you
half the show. We were trying to give you props, but
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. No, I was having fun, man. I wanted to talk to as many listeners and people over there as I could.
You know, this whole you pretending like you're a man of the people is pretty disgusting.
Well, I'm the man of the people.
Yeah.
Now I'm not the man of the people. So which one is it, Barry? Which one is it, sir?
Well, you're watching the calendar, right? Because you can still be a certified a-hole to callers until January 1.
Listen, well, I told
you know what?
I told Cody today that I'm not looking at the text line. That's all you, sir.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Do you think a zebra looks at the calendar and goes, you know what? After January 1st, no more stripes. It's not how it works. He's going to be an a-hole next
you
year. Don't
so?
You worry.
Nick's,
don't you
Nick's
worry.
Nick's still trying to imagine
I have
a
faith.
Zebra. And he's trying to figure
I have
out.
Faith.
Like, does a zebra lose his stripes on January 1st?
How does that work? I have faith. He'll that might last as long as it'll last us working out or something.
We'll see.
Yeah. He'll be an a-hole at some point. It's in your nature. It's in all of our natures.
I mean, but I'm not even going to say here and deny it.
It's not as if our listeners don't ask for it either. Let's be real.
That's true.
I mean, seriously, because we get enough of that to where at certain points it just presses the button so
they're
that
cool
we
in
have
person,
to go.
Though. They're cool in person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was great.
It was fun meeting people.
It really was.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I want to give a shout out to everybody that we met, but I know I would forget somebody.
I'm with you.
But I do have to say shout out to Titan Hugo for buying the first shot.
Crystal Collins kept you lubricated, sir.
Crystal Collins for buying the next 5 or 6.
Crystal Collins for picking up her sweater and then also putting it over John Granato's head during pictures.
No way.
Yeah.
What did Granato do?
She was standing up on a chair.
Freaked out.
He was in front of her.
Freaked out because it messed his hair up.
Barry and I found out that fun fact we weren't aware
he
of.
He does not. He's the Adrian Beltre yes. of Galmedia. He doesn't like you touching his hair.
Mr. Stir the Pot and Get Out of the Way Granado. We found out the fun fact he didn't want to know, because much like when we created the whole mischief with giving Barry hugs, we found out from people that will remain nameless that John Granado doesn't like to have his little old head touched.
And he doesn't like to be accused of shopping at JCPenney like I did. Like I told him.
Yeah, he got a little worked up. What did he say? Got worked up about that.
I don't remember.
I think I was starting to be drunk by then. I don't remember.
Nick told you that he went shopping.
You don't remember that conversation?
JCPenney's thing. I remember the JCPenney's thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember.
And then Granado was on the air. And he's like,
I love that. Let me tell you what. And I hope he's not listening, because I don't want him to think I like him. But, you know, as long as I've been doing this and listening and stuff, it's cool. I used to go to those as a listener.
Yeah.
To these parties. And I remember, and I would never really go up and talk to John, because I was like, oh, you know, he's so busy and this and that. So to be on this end of it now and to be able to hang out with him at one of those parties that I used to go to and to be able to talk to him was very cool. And I enjoyed the heck out of that.
No, he's fun to talk to. There's no doubt.
He's a great dude, man.
There's not
so
really
funny.
A dull moment with John Granada.
He's not a fanboy. He is.
He really is a great dude.
I mean,
dude.
He could be a total a-hole, too. Absolutely. But yeah, I'm just saying.
Really? I don't think there's a mean bone in that dude's body.
Really? He called me a terrorist on the air. I think there's a mean bone in his body.
I mean.
Oh, he's got. You know. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't.
You know, this is all tongue-in-cheek.
Mine, look, too. Yeah.
If the bomb vest fits.
See, that's when we take it too far.
He started it, Dad.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. I just know what makes
What's
him mad.
Say,
just accuse him.
Shoe fit.
Just accuse John Granado of
if
shopping at JCPenney and he'll be aggravated.
That's true.
That's the moral of the story.
You
that's all I need to remember.
Kwanzaa clause, and then you go there.
But he initiated it. Clarence did not initiate
Clarence
it.
Clarence was totally fine with it, because I had said it to him before.
Just don't bring it up.
Bring what up, JCPenney?
No. Joel was being racist. The whole day he was being super racist.
Not even close.
I didn't hear that part.
Clarence was wearing a hat, and Joel was like, Joel.
So let's just, like, so instead of just doing what you said, let's just go there again.
It's just reaction.
Yeah.
What was the other one you did? Oh, with Chan.
You were racist towards Chan?
Nope, I was not, but Barry tried to make it as such.
You were totally racist towards Chan.
Because I asked Chan if he would be against male golf or female golf or food.
Why
do you ask Chan? Because his name's Chan? He was sitting right there. He's a loyal listener.
Why did I miss that?
Because you were out frolicking amongst the people at that point.
He said something about male golf or female golf or food. He goes, but you know, with Chan, I was like, what?
No, I didn't say it like that. I was like, Chan, would that be offensive? And you're like, you got to go to Chan. What are you trying to say? Mr. Stir the Pot Jr. over here. Granado is one and Barry is two on the soup ladle.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Stir in the pot.
We had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing the party. Like, it was great. I don't know that we got any real sports talk done. We tried. Bless our hearts, we tried.
I don't know about you. My voice was gone.
Yeah, mine was shot too. Because I feel like I had to scream.
That's what you feel like. No matter how much you got the mic and the headset on and you feel like but because the speakers are going out over the people too.
Right.
Like you crank up the voice. I'm on my way home trying to call Lisa, and I'm like, I won't be. For 2 days, I couldn't talk right.
Yeah, and then with me being sick, everything, oh, God, forget it. I woke up the next morning. I sounded so sexy, though. It was all, like, scratchy and deep. I was like, God, I wish I could
keep this. Those are the time you do the voiceovers.
Yeah, man. I wish
Before
I could
coffee,
keep that.
Yeah, you just get in there and go, I'm Barry Lemonek.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to talk about love? I've got a blue pill for you.
Cowboys and Indians. Yeehaw.
Hey, Trigger.
Right?
You want some non-quesadillas?
It was a lot of fun, though, man. I had a good time. I sobered up before I drove home, so I took my Thrive.
I was watching you.
It works.
Dude, do you know how... Here's,
Does it really?
I took it for the first time that day at Nick's place. It works.
Let me tell you something.
It works.
Let me tell you the difference. This is crazy. And I talk about this in the ads, but this is live testimonial. So I had, what, 6-7 shots at Nick's?
Yeah.
Took my Thrive before I left and got home, but did some social media stuff while I was still functional. Went to bed, woke up, nothing.
Really?
Yep. Nothing.
It works, dude.
Now, Christmas Eve, we went to my mother-in-law's. I had two drinks, two vodka and OJ or Cran OJ. I don't know. Two vodka drinks, woke up with a headache because I didn't take Thrive.
Yeah. I mean, it's legit.
Two drinks versus 6 or 7 shots or whatever it was. Plus, I had
seven shots and three beers.
I'm telling
too,
you,
so.
Man.
had a lot to
drink. It was great. And two vodkas, you would think, oh, well, that's not even close to it. No. Woke up with a headache on Christmas morning because I had two vodka drinks.
Because we were talking about it when we were taking the pictures with Tracy and Christina and all them. And Ivan was like, yeah, give me one of those. And he had a beer in his hand. I go, bro, don't you listen to the commercials? You can't take it till after. And he's like, oh, really? And I was like, well, at the way he was feeling, I wasn't sure he was going to figure out the process right.
Right.
But I was hoping he finished the beer and then had some water and some Thrive or whatever.
Now, Nick, did you have the sample pack?
Yeah.
So did you take all four that
were
in there?
No, I only took two.
You only took two? So here's another thing. So Tyler, a listener, Tyler, the one that went to the bathroom and threw up and then came back and ate biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like a boss.
Yes, he did.
Like a boss.
Indeed, he did.
But he was telling me that he had ordered Thrive. And then he was like, well, it doesn't work. And so he sent it back. They gave him his money back, just like the commercial says, right?
Yeah.
And then they were like, listen, how many were you taking? He said, I was taking three. They said, try four. So he got a sample pack of four and took it. He was like, oh, my God, now I feel bad. He goes, I had to reorder it because I just wasn't taking the right amount.
Yeah.
So they tell you take three, but sometimes, you took two. I took four and nothing. I felt so good the next day. So
how do you determine how many you take?
I think you have to experiment. I think you have to – sometimes you can start off with maybe two. And if you don't feel better, then take three and then four.
I don't know that I would go past four
without asking them. But I'm telling you, man, it was legit.
Yeah,
and then to hear that from Tyler, too, just a listener. He was just telling me. We were just talking about it.
Yeah, Joshua of the Moneyline program who just filled in for Charlie Pelillo.
Yeah.
He said the same thing. He goes, I do my show on Sundays. Dude, I need my Thrive. He literally told me that today. So it's a legit product for sure.
That's great. That's good to know. And that's obviously the best testimonials are the live
when
where
you use
can,
it,
and
man.
You have results.
I'm telling you, man, it's that's why I always take it with me on the weekends because when I go out of town, because you never know.
That's smart.
But it was great to have it in one little, like, 2 days apart, a lot of drinks, a few drinks, and see the difference. Pretty cool.
No doubt about it. All right, we're just getting started, and we are here for the duration, so should you be. Fasten your seatbelts and take us along for the ride, whether you're out there taking stuff back, shopping, or working. We're here for you, so you can be here for us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also tweet at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick, he'll go by either one of those, and you'll probably get through to him. We're just getting started, so let's go. Let's have some fun today. On the usual suspects, 713-780-3776, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Segment two of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on the day after Christmas, so therefore, leisurely. Taking a little bit of a slow stride through everything that happened over the last couple of days, including starting with the great festivities that and a good time that was had by all at Nick's place. As part of the Gal Listener Christmas Party, got tons of great feedback from folks as well. We spent a lot of time, the three of us did, hanging out after the show, which was fantastic. And again, like I'm with Barry, there were so many people to try and give them all a shout out by name. I'd be very fearful of forgetting somebody, but just needless to say, I mean, everyone was just fantastic and supportive. And the stories that you hear about people that have told people or tell people that they listen to the station and more specifically the show and then go, oh my God, like Crystal Collins, Christina, Tracy, Callie, they all had stories where it was like, I told so-and-so that I'm a loyal ESPNer, but I really love The Usual Suspects and had all these people go, oh, I listen at work. And it humbles the hell out of you and you step back and you go, wow, really? It's pretty cool.
It just makes you feel like you're not wasting your time and you're doing something right, you know? That's what it makes you feel like.
Yeah, you hear those, like my brother-in-law on Christmas Eve, we were talking, he goes, man, you know, he was talking about how Nick had him laughing that day that he lost it when the caller with the bad call or the texter and gave out his number out and everything. But he goes, dude, he goes, congratulations. I was like, And he goes, your show must be like really blowing up. And I was like, why? He goes, because I'll go, like, he drives around a lot. And he's like, I'll go into different warehouses and y'all will be on the air in a warehouse. Oh, awesome. And I'll be like, that's fantastic. They'll be like, I'm like, that's my brother-in-law. They're like, no, it's not. And he's like, no, I'm like, that's my brother-in-law. Like, nobody believes him. But he says, like, man, everywhere I go, I'm hearing the show. And just, I think people just put it on the station and they just lock it in and leave it. And that's the best way to do it,
don't
man.
Don't give us any credit or anything. Just blame it on the station. That's fine.
No,
No, because did you see, and I'm sure you got them too. But I got,
people can change the channel too.
Yeah, and I got
if
tons.
If we suck, they'd be doing that. Don't
tons
worry.
Tons of tweets on Christmas and messages. And a lot of them were bringing up specifics. Like you mentioned when Nick was calling out the numbers. But so many people had so many things, from the Texas Hammer imitation to, yeah, you know, to movie moments with Trey to, you know, something that each one of us.
Don't get me
started
on that.
But yeah,
stole that.
To each one of us, it was like something they would attribute it, and it was like, God, that was 6 months ago. That was 8 months. So the people are there, yep, and that's what makes you feel good, because the whole rating system sometimes can be a complete outdated joke.
It's only good when we win.
Let's be honest. More people in radio in this town should adopt that notion, because the people that go off and blow their horn like a world champion trumpet player when they're in first.
But not when they're not.
But when they're not, they just kind of quietly go. The first thing they do is, oh, the rating system's overrated. It's completely.
It is.
And
totally
it's
is. Until we're first. And then it's right. Awesome. A couple texts. Somebody says, so glad to hear the home home team on the radio.
We're here for you.
Yeah. We're the only dedicated people.
And Fred and AJ are here today, but that's it. For AJ. But Fred will be here the rest of the week.
Oh, he's not going to do Thursday or Friday, huh?
Fred will be, AJ's out the rest of the week after the Blitz is intact today. Then
is he out Monday
then
also?
Then AJ's out
for the
Thursday,
New Year's Eve?
Friday. I don't know. I don't think so. But Fred's got Cody Stutes.
Okay.
Holly.
And Holly, yeah.
On Friday.
Okay.
Jong on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And nobody else will be in the rest of the week.
I just want y'all to know that as soon as I heard the intro song, I got the biggest grin on my face. It's Suspects time. Thank you so much. Feeling the love.
And let's go.
Barry
on.
Was living his best life at the party. Oh, yeah. I was
watching that you, AJ tweeted out was fantastic.
What an a-hole. I was like, really? Fantastic. Really, dude? That's the best picture you could get of me? Really? That's the one you tweet?
Yeah.
Well, dude, it was better than the one that they tweeted from that guy that they said looked like you at Klein's.
That's just all shenanigans.
I kept watching you sit behind Fred and AJ, though, going, he's got to start drinking water at some point. Because you were just, it was like Crystal
was
Collins.
Lit,
at some point, Crystal Collins went from fun fun just, drinking listener to just
yeah,
and then it was over.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and it happens in a hurry.
She was having a good time.
She was trying to get me to that point.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing was people were videotaping when she got to the point.
I did snatch a little video. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I saw that. All right, Terrence wants to get in here before we turn the page on Nick's place. Terrence, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? Good meeting y'all this this Friday for the Christmas party. My
for
dad
sure,
enjoyed beating y'all.
For
yes,
sure,
sir, man.
Thanks for coming out, as always.
Oh, yeah. Man, y'all boys always have me rolling in. It was good to meet you for the first time, Nick. You say I don't ever call in.
I probably did. I probably did say that.
I was going to say, because Joel and I have met you several times out in Beaumont.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
We're glad you called in, but man. What's up?
All right. Take it easy.
All right, brother. We appreciate you, Terrence.
Oh, he was just calling in. We appreciate
I guess
you
yeah.
calling, bud.
Because Terrence had an issue picking up something at the front desk, and he got the wrong address, and that's why he was late, and he had his dad with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I was, like, tweeting him and everything, going, man, if we can help in any way, let us know. We'll try
for
and
sure.
facilitate. Cause
Nick will drive it out there.
He was bummed that he was missing the party.
Yeah, man.
There was a couple of people tweeting that. Like, a lot of people that couldn't get off work, or they just had other obligations and they just couldn't come. I didn't make it to Klein's. How was Klein's? I mean, I didn't even.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he wouldn't know.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I had a sick, oh, I had both a sick of you guys daughter.
No,
oh,
I'm the only one dedicated enough to the station.
I loved the fact that you didn't want anybody.
This
yeah, because you didn't see it, Nick. Because Barry didn't want to take away from the actual shows that were doing their show from Klein's. So he wore an orange wig. Kind of like Trey's hair for the entire show. And that's why when the
you were drinking in the morning, too.
So when the pictures surfaced, everybody had recognized him and realized it was a costume. And then he was in complete denial.
Somebody took a picture of a guy with a 6'5" skinny dude with an afro and glasses, white guy. And they were like, oh, look, it's Barry. And I had to tell Granada, I was like, bro, not every white guy with glasses is me. He was like, oh, I look just like you. I was like, no, it does like that. Really? Not at all. Like, if you want to put Ed Helms or MC Search.
It looked like Trey and Howard Stern had an illegitimate child.
It looked nothing like me. But, you know, of course, everybody's got to run with it and be funny. I was just like, okay, you guys suck at this. Suck. Suck, suck, suck. I wasn't mad, though.
It didn't get to you at all.
No, didn't bother me a bit.
No.
No, it was good times, though. So how was Christmas with the kid? Did the kid get everything? Did Santa bring her lots of toys?
Yeah. It's the first one that she understood and the last good. One that I wanted to go through like that. Because really? Of the fact that she understood it and she did really good. And Lisa said, we're just going to let her open up a few things. Then it's all going to be Santa and then all of her presents. Oh, my God, fellas. I felt like Tool Time meets Bob Vila.
Putting it all together.
I had to put so much crap together yesterday morning. I was just like, you know, thank God we found a Starbucks that was open. Because I'm like, I'm going to need all this caffeine and more. And she was just like, Daddy, hurry up. I'm like, just slow your roll. I'm building a complete kitchen. I built a complete life-size for a kid kitchen. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But let's just put it this way. The instructions come in Chinese, but they use the alphabet and 1 through like 26, but they don't kind of get them in the right order. And I'm like, that doesn't fit there. That can't. And so you kind of got to add. And I'm like, if I ad lib and this goes wrong, I'm going to prolong my whole day. But she had a blast. But then the worst thing was she was like, so Daddy, I want to open up presents tomorrow too. I'm like, oh no, kid.
1 year.
Yeah. You got all you
Wait
got.
Wait till her birthday. Oh, she wants to do presents every day now.
Oh, it's just like trick or treating. Once
my
she
finds cat is like that. Ugh.
Once she realized trick-or-treating, she's like, Daddy, let's go to the neighbor's house and get candy. I go, no, babe, trick-or-treating's over. But she had a blast. But that's it. The main thing was just she enjoyed Christmas. But, man, I'm telling you what. So the best part about it, and I never realized it, like when my parents did it for us, but the whole homemade Christmas cookies with frosting and Santa's got to eat them, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I'm going to be doing all these moving of presents after midnight. You damn Joel's right I'm going to dig in it. Damn, Christmas. I woke up in the middle of the night with the freaking mouth that felt like it was like a dust storm going, wow, those cookies were good. But, oh, man, I was dying. My heart was going like 800 miles an hour with all this sugar. I was like, wow. Woo! But, yeah.
Look at you.
But that was fun. Good. What about you?
Hey, you know, it was pretty laid back, actually.
Took care of Nora.
Yeah, but you know, we didn't go crazy this year.
Oh, okay.
Usually, we'll go nuts on each other and buy all kinds of crazy stuff. And I was super pumped, though. You guys are going to hate this.
Garden talk?
No, yeah. I got a backpack blower. So pumped about that. Because the one I
have. We can have some fun with that.
Because the one I have right now is just a regular old, you know, just a handheld.
We could not relate. That's what we don't know what you're talking
about.
So
this one, like the handheld, you just get tired of holding it. But this one is a backpack, like a professional.
Like Ghostbusters.
Like Ghostbusters with a blower.
Yes, it's like Ghostbusters. Like, yeah. And then you got the, and then that way I don't have to hold it. Because I've got, you know, the two driveways.
We get a call.
Yard busters.
That's right. Barry's now Lawn Yard busters. There's your blog.
Lawn busters. There's my new podcast.
Yep.
Lawn busters with Barry Laminack.
Yep. There you have it.
Yep.
You
zero
got a
episode.
Backpack blower.
So pumped about that. She got me a bunch of cool stuff, but like I got a dash cam.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which, we think about it, yeah, at first I was like, Then I was like, oh, damn, with all the driving.
I was going to say, with the amount of time you drive on the road.
Not
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
She got me that. She got me some clothes. Yeah,
we didn't exchange gifts because of the dog surgery.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah, we were saving money because of the ACL surgery, which is Friday morning, by the way.
Ooh, rest in peace, dog.
And no, don't say that.
Nicholas, how was your Christmas?
I just hung out with the family. I went to the Rockets game, and then I hung out with the family.
Okay. No,
and you borrowed your suit to James Harden.
You didn't get any. Don't put that on him.
That suit was something else.
Loud.
Man. It was super loud.
Yeah.
I think it glows in the dark.
It definitely glows
even if
in the dark.
Doesn't, it does. I mean, that's how bright it was. I think I think you could see it from space.
I have so many questions though. Like who's the fashion person that's like, yep, that's a banging ass suit right there.
You see what Westbrook wore?
Who?
James Harden.
But there's no one in their right mind other than an athlete that's trying to stand out is going to, well, maybe Calvin Murphy, but that's it. No one else is going to be
Walt
like
Walt Frazier, yeah.
That is a dope-ass suit right there.
Well, but think about it. So, and the no weird thing was
that to wear
Westbrook,
around town.
Who normally goes completely like off that? The deep end, wore like yeah. a surfer sweatsuit with like hypercolor.
Oh,
so
really?
It was, yeah. But I thought the guy that gets it, Damon Lillard. He walked in with the lampshade, the lamp leg yeah. thing from A Christmas Story,
uh-huh.
but because, and I'm sure he got paid for this. The lamp had an Adidas Damon Lillard sneaker and an Adidas pair of shorts on, so you know that he got mad love from Adidas for getting that out there. Yeah, and he walked in with the light, which worked as he walked in on the road in Utah. Now that was cool, but nice. Some of the outfits, they go over the top.
Yeah, but. They do. They're ridiculous.
All right. So if you guys want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line, you can call, you can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We'll get to some Rockets. We'll get to some other things. But, of course, if there's Excellent. Something on your mind that you want to get off your chest, hey, we're here for you. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Having fun on the day after Christmas. And looking forward to hearing from you guys. How was your Christmas? How was your holiday? Fun stories, good stuff. Nick, we kind of got cut short in that segment, so anything we left off the table in terms of your holiday?
Yeah, Nick, we didn't really get to your weekend. How did it go? Anything amazing?
No, not really. Like I said, outside the Rockets game and then going home after that to have dinner with the fam, pretty much nothing else.
No.
Nothing too special.
Okay.
In terms of Christmas, just hanging with the fam.
Good okay. food? You guys have good food? Anything that you were looking forward to or good food that you had that... Because I'm telling you, like, seriously, I didn't want Lisa cooking. So, like, for three straight days, if we did Chinese food, super.
Really?
Yeah.
People love Chinese food on Christmas Day, though.
We did it on Christmas Eve.
Ah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
No, I'm not going to say.
What?
Because I don't know for sure.
About what?
What if I asked Chan?
No, I had thought I had seen something online. Now, this may have been when I was drinking mm-hmm. Friday, mm-hmm. but I thought I saw a friend of mine who is not Christian get a bit upset when someone asked why his people eat Chinese food on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
I know what you're talking about.
But I don't know for sure, so... You do know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, Matt Harrop says that. Matt Harrop is a...
Oh, he did say it, too?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't him, because I don't follow him.
No, he tells me all the time. He's a member. He's a member of the tribe, I guess is the right? nice way to say it.
Member of the tribe?
That's well, how they call it.
That's not the easy... That's one way to say it.
Okay. Well, that's what? The way he says it. I'm just saying what Matt Harrop says, yes. okay? And he goes, on that day, because he doesn't celebrate, he's eating Chinese food.
He's Jewish?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he said a lot of Jewish people yep. eat Chinese food.
That's not the first person that's
okay. See, told I didn't want to. I didn't know if I was just like drunk and hallucinating or if I made that up. But this yeah, I had, so maybe if we have some listeners, they can validate that for us.
I've heard yeah. that most that people eat Chinese food on Christmas because they're open.
That's another
most
thing.
Places are closed.
Yeah, I mean that would be logical too. Yeah. But I think it goes, just goes back to the fact that that's what happened in A Christmas Story. So everybody does that now.
Logical and not racist either to just go with that philosophy that because they're open, then you don't have to worry about what you're calling those people.
Who?
You're like he's.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Did I?
No, you were like, well, I don't want to call him.
Well, because I just didn't want to throw out wild accusations of stereotypes if it wasn't true, and I just had imagined that on the interwebs.
Why would that stop you?
Because I'm trying to be sensitive. One of us has to be sensitive
right.
on this show.
Well, January 1, it's not we'll all you turn two. Over a new leaf.
I don't think anybody is sensitive on this program.
Nobody is.
Like, no. sensitive to other people's feelings, that
yeah.
is.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Some.
I don't care about y'all's feelings.
Like, for instance, the Popes wanted to be there at the party. They couldn't make
Where
it.
Where were the Popes?
Lauren, they had a funeral. I believe yeah. it was her grandmother passed away. They were planning a funeral, so we were very, very sad that she couldn't make it. We understood why. I said out on Twitter, too, that I hope everything went well for her because we missed them. Because they are loyals. Every day they listen, which is fantastic. So definitely something.
Especially when y'all go to the Mont, too. B-Town.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, which we're done for the year, but those are always good trips in terms of the people that show up to see us there, too. So,
did you watch a lot of sports this weekend?
I did.
Did you?
I did. I was going to say, you guys, I was going to get your opinion because the first thing I wanted to ask you was, with the Rockets getting out of the gate with a fast start, 1-0 on the season now, what do you foresee them in terms of, you know, their long-term, the long-term prognostications of what you see there?
Yeah. I missed the first game.
You did?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah. Don't hit me up till after January, at least.
I thought you were the one. You're the one that told me that basketball doesn't start till Christmas Day.
I feel that's most people think that. I watched some games already this year. But no, I didn't watch a lot of basketball this weekend. This isn't, I'm still in football mode. It's very difficult, especially this year. I'm intrigued by what's going on in the NFL, and it's really difficult for me to, I tried to watch some of that Laker game last night, that Laker-Warriors game.
Yeah.
But even then, man, when you've got family and everybody's, it's Christmas and you want to be with your family and hang out, so it's very difficult to focus on the game. Like, we at one point when we were opening presents, we just turned the game off.
Ooh,
yeah, and
really,
my niece's boyfriend was there, and he's a huge LeBron James fan, so he was kind of silently freaking out that we had turned it off.
Especially when he turned it back on and found out LeBron, he yanked a groin and he was out.
Yeah, so I mean, I watched the Texans. I recorded it and watched it and all that, but even then, I mean, it just wasn't, it was a busy weekend of stuff.
Yeah, and it's weird because we've been off for so long now because of the long weekend that you and I were talking about it before the show, that it's just, it's like how much has passed that's too far gone and how much do we talk about? Because you mentioned the Texans game, the Rockets, and the many games that they played between our last show and now.
Yeah, how many games did they play? Two, three? They had two games?
So they played Saturday, they beat the Spurs.
Yeah.
And then they had, and then they played yesterday. So, okay. So they played two games. Yeah.
Well, tell you, that Texans game, you had hope. It's weird that of all things that's been carrying them all year is that defense, and that's what let them down. The offense did their job. The offense got them in the game. The offense, you know, it's almost funny because I jokingly said, oh, it looks like Watson left Nick Foles too much time. And you wouldn't think that, like, you don't, but you figure that defense is going to get a stop.
And the roughing the passer penalty, look, yeah. If they got it right and it was because he dropped the helmet, then I guess I get it, but I thought it was a BS call at that time. I felt bad for the Honey Badger because he's played so great all year, but he got beat for the deep ball, and he really got beat. So, yeah, you're right. The defense, which had stood up for most of the season, let them down.
They really did. And, you know, it was of the things that I would have thought going into that game, that would not have been the case. If you would have told me that, I don't know how much time was left on the clock for that last drive, but if you would have told me that, you know, 11 plays, 72 yards, it was 2 minutes and 4 seconds left, I Nick Foles and the Eagles, I'm thinking, okay, that's – The Texans defense, one of the better defenses in the NFL this year, that's no problem for them. They'll get that stop. Now, the difference was that Philadelphia only needed the field goal. If that's a touchdown, then you're feeling a lot more confident. But even then, I mean, they had to go 72 yards just to get to that field
goal. And I take it a series back. I thought, well, what it's going to break down is the Texans are going to finally run out of the offensive luck and the success that they were having. And Watson just, when he threw it, dude, I thought he was throwing it out of the back of the end zone.
I was like, it was one of those, kind of like when you see James Harden take some shots, you're like, no, 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 yes! Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And then I'm watching the replay going, somehow, someway, they're going to try and take this away from them, like saying the knee slid into the back end line.
That was beautiful.
What a play that was.
I mean, you talk about dropping an absolute dime and Vincent Smith's second catch of the year. And his first catch of the year was pretty spectacular, too. It was from, who's their backup? Webb?
Yeah, Joe Webb.
Webb throws him one into his pocket, into his breadbasket. He's sliding, and I don't know when it was, but he's had two catches all year, and they've both just been crazy good catches, and one for that touchdown. And I just thought, okay, they're winning this game.
Yeah,
that, I mean, you're turning it over with 2 minutes and change left to this defense. They can get a three and out. They can get a stop.
And they were close because, like I said, if Clowney doesn't get that penalty,
yeah.
They're in the driver's seat. They basically win that game. I mean, because that was third down. It was third and long. As it was, they weren't going to get the first down without it. And then everybody's scratching their head going, where, what, how, what? And again, Clowney's going to catch more heat because if there's going to be someone that's going to commit a penalty at the absolute wrong time, it's going to be him this
that
year.
Dude. But yeah, the previous two possessions, I mean, they had forced a punt, three plays, three and out. And then before that, they had forced the fumble after three plays. So you felt confident that, okay, this is, you know, momentum had shifted. You had two touchdowns in a row based on the fumble and then the punt. So you're like, okay, this is it. This is how they do it. And then the defense let them down, man. And not something I expected. And again, it was one of those days where you felt like there was nothing particularly dominant about the team, but you felt good about it.
Right. I agree with that.
Even with all the injuries. Now, that's the concerning part, and that's
that's where I was going to go, yeah.
That's a whole segment of discussion because how confident are you going to the playoffs with this team? How do you feel when you've got a bunch of guys that, I mean, you know DeAndre Hopkins is going to be doubled now for the rest of the season. So, I don't know.
Well, And here's the thing, too, because we'll get to the injuries. But the other thing is, where do they have to be seated for you to feel good about the playoffs, too? Because the thing is that no one's looking at, there's a scenario where they could get all the way to two,
yep,
still.
Yep.
But there's a scenario where they could fall all the way to six.
Yep.
So, again, and Nick, I heard you and Cody kind of kicking this around a little bit this morning. But the big question for you Texans fans out there, too, is what's going to make you feel better going into the playoffs? Because we have those injuries to discuss. And we also know that seeding is going to be important. You could have the first ever bye in franchise history, or you could fall all the way down to six and be bounced in the first round.
Well, we've got the scenarios. I'll run through them.
So we'll get through
all.
Those yeah. as well. All right, Ron, we see you. Hang in there. It's good that someone, Radu, yes, changed the subject line because that was interesting to say the least. But he wants to talk a little bit about how certain people get into celebrating
Jewish
holidays.
How Jewish people celebrate Christmas is what it says.
Yeah. Or...
Nope.
Okay.
I cleaned it up for you.
Yep. Thank you. All right. So we'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, hour number one, 3-hour show. Hopefully you're having a good time and a short week of work where you're getting out and doing some things, but taking us along for the ride. We always remind you, just go to ESPN975.com, download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, no matter what you are doing out and about, you can take us with you, and we'll be with you throughout the day.
That's right. Ron is going to get in on our discussion from the previous segment where, was it the previous segment where we brought it up?
I said, I'm not sure. It was the segment before that.
Okay, yeah, but we talked about, I had thought I had read, and you confirmed that on occasion, or it's been known that Jewish folks around the Christmas holidays will go have Chinese food to celebrate.
That is true.
I guess celebrate's the wrong word.
That's how they spend their time on Christmas
Correct.
Day.
Yeah,
sometimes.
There you go. So, Ron, are you going to confirm this?
Yes, it's true. We eat Chinese food and go to the movies. So the proper greeting to a Jewish friend is enjoy your Chinese and have fun at the movie.
Oh, really?
There you go.
I didn't know that. I appreciate that, Ron.
And by the way, go Browns.
Go Browns, huh?
Now, does he want the Browns to win because he's a Cleveland fan, or does he want the Browns to win so the Steelers can get in? Because the Steelers need some help from the Brownies if they're going to get in the playoffs.
That is true. They need a Baltimore loss. They need an Indy and Tennessee tie. They need some help.
Well, Steelers can get in just with a Baltimore loss, I thought.
So
if they win.
Yeah, Pittsburgh clinches the AFC North with Pittsburgh win plus a Baltimore loss or tie. A Pittsburgh tie and a Baltimore loss. Yeah. That's the only way they clinch the North they're in the playoffs if they win and Indy and Tennessee tie.
Which ain't happening. No. So, especially with the fact that Mariota's going to try and play.
They've got to win and Baltimore has to lose. They're kind of screwed.
That's unreal, man. And, yep. And you know what?
All Baltimore has to do is win and they're in.
I give props to Juju Smith-Schuster because if you guys missed it, that was a hell of a game between the Steelers and the Saints. The Steelers were driving. And he was trying to get extra yards. At the same time, he landed on a Saints player instead of on the ground. And he fumbled. It ended up costing them the game. And he owned up to it. And he talked about it. And he tweeted about it. And he had so many people come into his defense. But the fact that he came right out and owned it was huge. It definitely wasn't his fault.
Was it me or was he crying on the sidelines? Afterwards.
I know he was.
I saw people like consoling
wasn't he down
him,
on his knees, and
but I saw he was on the bench and he had his helmet on still, and I couldn't tell if it was sweat or tears.
That's what Derek Carr said.
Yeah, but, it looked like, huh?
Because Derek Carr yeah. also was accused.
It
of
looked like it was sweat, but I wasn't sure, so I didn't want to put him on crying if he wasn't crying. But I would certainly understand where, you know what, you may have just cost your team the playoffs.
Yeah, because going in, you and I were talking about the fact that, look, of the teams the Texans needed to be worried about, especially teams with burners, you got one with two burners in Pittsburgh yep. who seems to be peaking at the right time. Then all of a sudden, with everything that happened this weekend, you're looking at the Steelers possibly not even making it to the postseason. That's crazy.
Crazy. There goes my whole – my Super Bowl was an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl.
Philly and Pittsburgh.
Totally screwed. Couple of texts, and then we'll get back to it on the football front. But somebody just texted, I love y'all guys. Thank you.
Appreciate
hey, guys.
That.
I make it a point not to be on social media on the holidays, but Merry Christmas from the Beer King. Okay. There you go.
Yep.
Yo, I'm the guy who got Crystal an Uber home from the party. Thanks a lot for nobody else helping.
Well, thank you for doing that, sir.
First of all, I didn't sign up for babysitting duty. I was in my own world, okay?
And I didn't know that she was drinking that much until you guys had me on for a segment. I didn't know how much drinking she was doing.
Did you not see all the shots she was buying for Barry and doing with him?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh.
I didn't. I really didn't see it.
I don't think you want to be like that. Like, why would you ask the host for us to be the babysitters? Yeah. I would think someone that's hanging with her and drinking with her full time should be the babysitter.
I can name probably five people that were hanging around her on
exactly.
a regular basis that day that could have done that.
So he said, thanks a lot for helping nobody else. Thanks a lot for nobody else helping. My wife pulled up as I was pulling Crystal out of her car and thought we were messing around. It was a tense 15 minutes.
Especially if that sweater was rolling up again.
Especially if the shirt, yeah. Did you guys know that even though y'all block people from calling or texting, other shows on 97.5 take their calls or texts?
Calls we don't block because we don't send out like a company-wide memo.
We will ignore them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're referencing one particular caller.
So you don't think it's text-related? Because I know the blocking works.
Oh, yeah, no, that works. But they're just referencing one particular caller.
And I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So all right. I'm not even going to mention it. Sucks I couldn't make it out Friday, but I already took off the Friday of March Madness to come hang out. Glad y'all had a Merry Christmas, NASCAR Johnny. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, and let's also let the record show, and we want to say this on air because it's important. Because of you, the listeners, that had a huge outcry of wanting a Usual Suspect shirt, that the dialogue did take place to where we were basically promised that for the new year, the shirts are coming.
Yes. Expect them in the spring. That's all we can say for now.
And the commander-in-chief was part of that decision.
Yeah. It was a definite, we made them all pinky swear. It was Michelle, Todd, and David Gal all in the circle, and we made them pinky swear. So now it's out there.
Yeah.
We're getting Usual
Suspects.
Todd
was catching
shirts.
A lot of heat. And then they found out his Twitter handle, and they were tweeting him the party and the next day going, God, the holidays would be so much better if I had a Usual Suspect shirt, but at Todd Farquharson, we know they're coming.
Yeah.
So it was great.
I like it. We got to get more of that. We should give out his Twitter handle. Yeah.
Why do you look worried, Nick?
I really want a Usual Suspect shirt. That's all. I really hope we get one.
Trey's trader ass was out there showing his...
Yeah, did you see that?
See that?
Thank you, Michelle, for my favorite shirt ever. It's John and Raheel.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw
Dell
that, yeah.
And Lance. No. I was like, you're dead to me.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Trey, what are you doing?
First you steal our bit and take it to another show, and now you're rocking that shirt? You're dead to me, bro.
You're such an attention
dead bro. To me. And you work at a station now? No, somewhere else?
I didn't do it because of that, but then I didn't think about it till after I did another movie moment. That's on me.
I love that if you notice, like at the party and at the, specifically at the client's Christmas party.
Yeah.
Anytime someone would roll up, like he would be the first one there.
Oh, he did it to us when we walked in.
He'd be the first one there
to go say hi.
Yes, yeah,
so that's how Trey is, though.
Like, I mean, immediately I was like, "We see you, Trey. You don't have to. We see you."
No, I think for
here's
all of
the
us,
attention you're looking for.
Three steps in the front door, and he beelined from across Nick's place for the bear hug.
Yeah,
yeah. So
he's a little thirsty.
He's
the most.
I'm glad you guys caught what I caught with that shirt because I was like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah.
Well, that's your new favorite shirt now,
okay.
Huh?
Okay, punk ass.
Yeah, till the next show gets one, and then you're going to suck up to them. Exactly. All right. Paul wants to get in here before the break, talk a little Cowboys football. Paul, hey. What's up?
You there?
Yes, sir.
The way I look at it, they say that Dallas wins when Zeke runs for, if he gets 25 or 30 catches, and then you got Amari Cooper. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Okay. Did you want us to?
So I'm glad that was a Cowboys, because I was getting heat for making fun of Cowboys fans. Cowboys fans, what do you think of that call? I'm not going to say anything. I want you to text.
Well, you were
in.
Getting heat.
What was your guy's name? Bledsoe that called during your show.
Did he? How many catches did he say Zeke was getting?
He said catches for Zeke, not carries.
Okay.
And it was
okay.
Cowboy fans are on a roll calling the shows today, and it's not a good look because Bledsoe called Nick's show with Cody. And cussed. So they cut him off. They broke their own rule. They let him come back on.
Oh, he Fort Worth jaded.
And when he came back on, you know what he said?
What?
Cowboys are going to be in the playoffs. What do y'all think? I'll hang up. It's like, what? You called back for that? You could have, like, texted that. And then we got Zeke catching more than Cooper. Let me tell you something. If Zeke gets 25 or 30 catches, first of all, it could be an NFL record. And second of all, you're going to be just fine. What about if Cooper carries it 21 times and get him a hundo and a touchdown?
20?
What the hell you gonna do now?
How you gonna stop 21 jet sweeps in a row, huh? How you gonna stop that? It's just like that curveball that Lance McCullers was throwing. He threw one, he threw five, 25 in a row. 25 jet sweeps. Amari Cooper, stop it. I dare you. Just stop it. You can't stop it because Cowboys Super Bowl. I'm out. What do y'all think?
I'm not a mathematician, but you talk about Zeke catching 25 to 30, Cooper what? Running 21 times, and you know what? The defense is going to be saying, what the hell are we supposed to do now, you moron?
Ron, I appreciate the effort.
Moron.
I mean, Paul. Was it Paul?
It was Paul.
It was Paul. I didn't mean to put that on Ron. Ron was helping us with our other dilemma. Paul, we appreciate the effort, but that I don't know what that was, really. That was like a drive-by calling.
Cowboys, like, playoffs, go.
It was literally just like, Zeke and Cooper, what do y'all think? I'm out.
What?
Zeke Cooper, I'm out.
What? I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to let y'all have fun.
I have no idea what happened on that. I will say this. You're right. They do have Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper. That is a good call. They do have them. Yeah. They are on the team. That is a fact. That's what I think.
I was going to say, once I saw that Dak eats the soup that eats like a meal, he's going to be hungry. And then with what Zeke does when he scores touchdowns with that whole eating thing, they're going to eat in the playoffs. That's what I'm telling you.
Who are they? Right now, they're scheduled to face the Seahawks.
It's a good game.
Who you got? Depends if I made you pick right now, gun to head.
Where's it played?
It's going to be in Dallas because Seattle's the wild card. Gun to head, who you got?
I got Dallas at home.
Do you?
Yeah. Who you got?
I'll probably go Seattle.
On the road?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That defense is playing
Maybe
well.
Maybe you and Nick should make another wager.
I mean, I don't know who he's got. Do you disagree?
Doesn't matter. You're one up on him.
No, I think the Seahawks are going to win. Only because of the way Russell Wilson is playing right now.
Yeah, Russell Wilson playing
legit.
Defense is playing well, and they can run the ball.
Yeah.
Listen, there's this dichotomy in the NFL right now of two teams. There's two kind of teams. There's the throw it all around the field teams, and there's the ball control teams. And both of it seems like all these teams can play good defense now. In the playoffs, I mean, you look at it, just in the NFC, Saints, Rams, Bears, Cowboys, Seahawks, all of them can play defense. But the difference is some of them focus on running the ball with the Cowboys and the Seahawks, and some of them like to sling it around with the Rams and the Saints. I'm not quite sure what the
Gurley,
Bears.
If he's healthy,
yeah, but the Rams, ball. But yeah, but that Rams passing attack is lethal.
Oh yeah,
but I mean the Bears. I don't know what to think about.
Isn't
them.
Amazing in the first couple of weeks, and we were talking about how bad the Seahawks offensive line is, and now they're running the ball and ball
similar
control.
To the Texans.
Yeah. Yeah, the only one that didn't live up to billing when they sucked early was the Cardinals. They maintained their suck
exactly,
all year.
Exactly.
All right. One in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two right around the corner. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. You didn't start a business to spend your Sundays chasing invoices and manual data entry. But as you grow, accounts payable starts to feel like a full-time job you never applied for. Bills pile up, approvals get lost in email, and your vendors are constantly asking, "Where's my check?" It's distracting, it's stressful, and it's keeping you from the work that actually moves the needle. Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay is the exit ramp. QuickBooks Bill Pay automates the busy work that eats your calendar by bringing every bill, every vendor, and every payment into one organized dashboard. Stop chasing details and start seeing the big picture. Know exactly what's due, who needs to sign off, and how it impacts your cash flow before the money leaves your bank. Vendors can even manage their own details so you stay in control of how and when you pay. Grow with confidence and put your AP on autopilot in QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Again, that's QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.